Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlick.
On Encounter today, we're going to meet a couple who homeschools, and mom is the founder of Alpha Beginnings, which is a resource for Christian homeschoolers. This is going to be a cool, refreshing show for you. So I'm Judy Redlick. Thanks a lot for joining me for Encounter today. You know, sometimes we cover some heavy topics and sometimes we get into some detail about a lot of stuff, but today is going to be fun. So stay tuned, won't you? My guests are David and Leon John. Welcome to Encounter.
Thank you.
Leanne and Dave have a really cool story. In fact, I met them through Facebook because I have a Facebook page and people Facebook me about stuff. And it was just so cool to hear their story. John teaches music online and Leanne does resources. She's putting together resources for homeschoolers. Tell us about you guys and just a little bit about your family.
Well, I guess we can start with David and I met on ChristianMingle.com. And, you know, those dating apps, I guess, do
the
work.
The internet is not all bad. I did find this lovely lady.
Yeah. And I looked at it as, you know, Isaac sent out his servant to find a wife for his son. And so that was my way of sending out my servant and finding me a husband.
That's a pretty good way to look at it.
Thanks. So, yeah. So we have been together for almost 7 years and married for 5. And I brought 4 children to our family and he brought 1. So it's been fun.
Tell us a little bit about you grew up, David, in this area in Illinois.
I did. Different parts of Southern Illinois. And I was telling Judy before the show here, if you don't mind me telling the story, that the house that we live in today is the house that I received my calling to music and ministry 25 years ago when I was in high school, graduated from Blue River. And it wasn't until we moved into this house that I realized, oh, I had started that path 25 years ago, took a left turn, was a little bit lost for a while. And then as soon as I braced that calling again, that's when I got to move back to this house by circumstance.
Share about your music ministry. When did you begin singing and was it a family thing?
Oh, well, we grew up, all of us sang and cousins and everybody would do church music and then some youth rallies and a lot of church camps, especially my cousin Tim Price over in Troy. He does a lot of church camp things with Harvest Ministry. And so I got to be involved in some of that when I was younger. And as far as ministry goes, it was, I felt called to be a pastor at an early age. My dad is a pastor and was a great influence in my life, is still today. And I did not pursue that path very long before I took a left turn. But then when I did start embracing that again, back in 2015-ish, doors started opening up. And so I was able to finish a degree and filled in the pulpit for a couple of friends of mine and start that path. And so I'll be continuing that path here in the near future.
Well, and David and I, when we met through music. I mean, obviously we met through Christian Mingle, but music is what connected us. And so we've been writing songs. We've got about 18 songs. And we, before COVID hit, the 4 of the children were going with us to nursing homes. And it was really sweet. And yeah. Then COVID hit, we had to push pause on it. And so we're trying to get back into that. David and I are worship leaders at the Bridge Church in Glen Carbon.
So the Bridge Church in Glen Carbon. Mm-hmm. Leanne, you were a teacher.
Yes. I was a pre-K teacher, and I was getting my degree at Arizona State University in elementary education, early childhood development was the emphasis. And so I had 4 pre-K classrooms, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, AM and PM classes. I think that was a total of about 80 students. So, and then I started having children and I became a substitute teacher. And it was during that time, so at Arizona State, we were taught with reading to teach Common Use Order. And when I graduated, I was looking for something like that, and I didn't find it. So it was when I was pregnant and substituting that I started doing the research and creating it. And I also was a reading interventionist for fifth
graders. Tell us what kind of order, what is that all about? Describe it.
So common use order is the order that letters are most commonly seen in print. So most people teach alphabetical order, ABC. This one, like the first most common letters in print are E, T, A, O, and I. And so you would teach those first, the sounds of those first, because it's all around them. And so you're able to incorporate real world situations to reading, because you could be at the store and they're going to see the letter E because it's the most common letter. And so it brings more teachable moments into your reading experience for your kids.
For those kids who might have a different learning style than learning the alphabet.
Yes.
Give us some examples.
Some examples are like if you see a sign, a street sign, you know, you're going to see, you can use that as a teachable moment. If you're at the movies, you're at the grocery store, you see price tags, you'll see different letters and it's best to teach the sounds before you teach the names, because reading is a group of sounds. So when you see the word C-A-T, you don't say C-A-T, you say cat, cat. So teaching sounds before teaching letter names is also going to be more beneficial. And so if you're teaching the sounds in the order that they are most commonly seen, then it's easier for them to pick up.
So this is just another style of learning how to read. David and Leanne John are my guests today on Encounter. I'm Judy Radlich. Now, so you put together a little program.
Yes. So it's kind of like National Geographic meets, I guess, Dr. Seuss, because it's poetic, meets the McGuffrey readers. You know, that's like the original readers. Maybe 100 years ago.
Yeah, and the Dick and Jane books.
Yeah. So there's pictures. It's all animal-based because kids love animals, and so it's easy for them to get connected because they just love animals. And so I wrote stories and tried to include as many words that are connected to that letter or that book. And then there's activities that go with the stories, and I also include some sign language, and I've created a letter chart that with pictures. So the letters are in the shape of pictures, but they're all connected to the stories too. So all really kind of blends together. So there's not really, it doesn't look separated. It's almost seamless to where they don't really know that they're learning, but you can connect the pictures. So like our daughter, she has dyslexia, and it was a very challenging thing for her to read. And when I was teaching her the letters, I taught her the ones that I created. So elephant is an E, and all I had to do was say, oh, that's elephant. And she knew how to write it because she remembered the picture of it in the shape of the elephant that I put it in, and I didn't have to say the letter E. So it helped her to get started in writing also. Mm. And when we were reading, I'd say, oh, that's apple. And she's like, oh, ah. And so it was really helpful for her too.
Different reading styles, different learning styles. And if people would like to learn more about your program, where do they go?
Sure. They can go to thejohns.com is our website. And on there, I have Leanne's resources.
And that's J-A-H-N.
It sure is. Yeah.
Thejohns.com.
Yes.
Okay. Resources for parents. John, you teach music on the internet. How do you do that? And when did you start?
It's been almost 3 years now. It's a platform called Outschool.com. My sister's friend was teaching on there, and she showed it to me. And it's capitalism at its finest, because you create classes, and if people take them, great. If they don't take them, you try to form some other classes. And so you get to be very creative. I teach music, and I also get to teach origami and Minecraft. And they always said you can't make money playing video games. And I get to make a little bit of money playing video games.
What instruments do you teach, and how do you teach it over the internet? Isn't there a lag when you teach it on the internet, on Zoom or one of those platforms?
Well, there is a lag. And so if we're playing together, I have to turn my volume down so I don't get offbeat. And so the student hears my guitar, plays along with my guitar, and that works for them. The way I teach is I put chords on the screen and different songs, and I really try to start with the songs that they want to learn first. So even if they don't know any chords at all, and the song they want to learn has about five chords and a complicated strumming pattern or finger picking pattern, we start with the foundations of that song so that eventually they've learned that song and learned those chords and learned the strumming patterns.
And they can use those for other songs. Mm-hmm. How can churches help homeschool families?
I really appreciate that question because as homeschool families, it's really hard to find other homeschool families. You have to be really, you know, you might have to be kind of tech savvy. But having the churches create a space for us to meet. And a lot of us homeschool families are single income households. So finding a place to actually have to pay rent for is challenging. I know sometimes we also have to pay for insurance. So if they can create a space for us, it would be really helpful in addition to maybe having a place on their website or somehow letting their church members know that there is a homeschool community that meets there. And that way we have a way to connect, because connecting is really important in homeschool communities because we do a lot of our schooling at home. So we like to get out and meet other homeschool families to supplement that information.
What other things would you like people to know about homeschooling and some of the things that you guys have experienced over the years? We have about a minute.
So as a homeschooler, as a teacher, it was really hard for me initially because I was trained to teach classrooms of children instead of one-on-one. And I think the biggest thing I'd like people to know is that you don't create your homeschool environment to mimic the classroom environment, what we grew up in maybe as public schoolers. It's definitely unique, and it needs to be unique to your own children's needs as well as your family's needs, and have fun and take the pressure off.
And again, if people would like to get in touch with you about some of your curriculum,
they can go to thejohns.com, and Leanne's resources is a tab that is available and has all that information.
Thejohns.com, and that's J-A-H-N. David and Leanne Johns have been my guests today on Encounter. Thanks so much for joining me. So fun, and to learn about how God has used you in your talents.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlick.com or email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlick.com. That's judyredlick.com. Or email her at judyredlickspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. Encounter, hosted by Judy Redlick, was produced and first aired on KSIV Radio, part of their Bot Radio Network.